Lesson 8. This is Commander Dana, and we're going to talk for a few minutes about your lesson today entitled, God's Word Never Changes. You know, 1 Peter 1:25 says, "But the word of the Lord remains forever." Now, this is one of those subjects, if you will, that can be dry, and you can just wear those kids out talking about God's word never changes. It's always the same. You can say that a dozen different ways. And yet, I think to really capture the attention of the kids and to get them to really hear the truth that's in that statement, God's word never changes, you're going to have to be creative. Now, let me just preface with this. These kids are being raised in a world that's unstable. We are living in a time where there's such little stability. I mean, in governments, nations, even in individual lives, there's so much instability that they see, that they hear about. And even if they're unaware of details, they can feel the instability. Man, their spirits and their souls are sensitive enough to feel that we're in an unstable place. Well, you know what? In the natural, yes, things are very unstable, but we can give them comfort, we can give them confidence, and we can give them security in their little hearts and in their souls when we talk about there's something, kids, that never, ever changes, and it's the Word of God. There are some things about God that I think He wants us to know never change. His love for us never changes, never fails. What He says never changes. Now, you know, God has a lot of different ways of doing things, and I like to bring some of these kind of examples out to the kids. I like to talk with them about things that do change because it's easy to think of those things. Did you know it's not very easy to think of things that never change? In fact, I've given you some written examples on your lesson outline, you know, things that change. And I like to ask the kids to tell me things that change. In other words, I'll say, kids, give me some examples. What kind of things change? And, you know, I might tell them one or two to get them thinking that way. But, I mean, trees, some of them lose their leaves in the fall. You know, clothes, yeah, we change those a lot, hopefully. The weather changes all the time. Even us, I can ask the kids, you know, how many of you look exactly like you did 2 years ago? You know, they'll shake their heads and I'll say, how many are glad that you changed? But I like to bring this truth out. Kids, the Word of God, it's always going to be there for you. His Word, it's always going to be true. You're not going to open your Bible tomorrow and find out, oh, that verse doesn't say what it says yesterday. I guess God changed His mind. Here's one thing I like to bring out before I finish with my kids. Boys and girls, super kids, listen to Commander Dana. I want to tell you this. This is how I'll talk to them. I'll say, I want to tell you this, that God made up His mind about me and you before we were ever born. He already decided that we're amazing, that we're wonderfully made, and that we're His kids. And boys and girls, He's never going to change His mind. His Word has already said that it's His will that every one of us come to the knowledge of Him and that we become His kids, His friends, and His eternal companions. We're going to live forever together in heaven with our God if we will just allow His Word and His Son to live in our hearts. Go for it.